USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
Ukraine dominated the official and unofficial agendas at Davos, the World Economic Forum taking place in Switzerland, with over 2,000 financial experts. A darkening global economic outlook was the number one talking point this week. Eurozone inflation hit a sixth consecutive record high in April, with an annual 7.5% rise in consumer prices. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat brought around, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.